Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Oh, it's only episode 23 of Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast. Oh,
do you know, if you've missed any before this, this is a good one to start off on, because you're about to hear how much people in Liverpool can raise in just 12 hours on a superhero day.
Yeah, so that happened on Friday. If you listen to the last podcast, you know that. If you're not, then you're not going to know that. Mm-hmm. But basically, we raise a lot of money. And when we say a lot, we mean a hell of a lot of money. It was
you
great.
You won't believe it. You won't believe it. We also got you on the phone talking about celebrities that you call mates.
Oh, that was rubbish.
No, that was good.
No, Leanne, that was rubbish.
It was good because it was rubbish.
I had such high hopes for the show when we brought that to the table. And they were rubbish. They were so bad that they were good.
Find out what you call celebrities.
And what you call relationships with celebrities as well. All coming up, it's episode 24 of Leanne and Dave Daily. Enjoy. Oh, I don't want to be here. You know when you've had... All we can take from this is there's only four more days of the week to go, which is good. But I just... It was so nice the weekend, wasn't it? It was the hottest May bank holiday in 40 years. And I don't want to be back at work.
It was glorious. But Sundays slash Mondays, if it's been a bank holiday, it's always a struggle, isn't it? Getting to bed. You have that back to school feeling and you're going to struggle for the rest of the day. Tonight, you're going to want to go to bed really early. So you're going to be thankful if the sun disappears. Mm. So you get some kind of sleep.
Well, I've got a new thing.
What's your new thing?
It's called sleeping in the garden whenever you want.
Do you do that?
So yesterday, I went to our friend's house.
Yeah.
Well, we spent most of the weekend at our friend's house in York, Leicestershire. It was really nice. Mm-hmm. And they did a thing which I'm going to do in my garden. They got the blow-up bed out.
Oh, yeah.
And you just sleep on a blow-up bed.
But I mean, aren't you all sweaty in the sun?
Well, no.
It's like a lilo, you put a towel down.
Well, you put a towel down on it.
So, yeah.
And it was good. So I sort of slept most of Monday.
Yeah.
And then I came home to my house.
Yeah.
And then I sort of laid in the garden and just sort of slept.
Yeah.
And then I woke up in time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I slept from about half past nine to about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm tired.
Well, this is lovely.
I can't work it out.
To sympathise with you. Really feel like I should be sympathising with you. But I'm on the opposite side of the scale.
Right.
And I lay awake last night. And I'm hoping someone's going to get in touch with the show now and say they do the same. Lying there and you think of the one thing that's going to get your heart racing in a bad way. Anything that might be niggling away, that probably when you put the light on isn't even that big a deal. But in the dark, when everyone else is asleep and there's no one else to talk to, it starts really getting you upset.
Okay, well, let's ask this question now. How are you going to die?
No, wasn't that?
Oh, really?
It was an illness. It wasn't even the asthma. I've got an appointment with the asthma nurse later on in the week. So it wasn't even that. It was just something daft. But you know when you go and don't think about it, but it's all you can think about. And then it's 2 o'clock, and then it's 3 o'clock, and then it's 4 o'clock, and your alarm's going off.
Because I'm normally asleep.
Because you sleep on your lilo.
Yeah.
Just living the dream, living your best life asleep.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Kelly.
I do love sleeping. And I feel, if you can't sleep, mm-hmm. I genuinely feel for you.
Yeah.
The odd time I haven't been able to sleep, it's been devastating.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine how you feel right now, knowing that I've had probably about 20 hours sleep.
I'll help you understand how I feel right now. Yeah. My lungs are struggling to function.
Right, okay.
Because they need to rest.
Right, okay.
Because they've been given it all... in the dark.
What were you panicking about?
I'd be so embarrassed to even say it because it's not even a big deal. But in the dark. And this is what happens.
All right, I'll find out while we're playing Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
And I'll decide whether it's reportable or not.
Yeah.
If it's really pathetic, I'm obviously going to tell you. If it's something where I'm like, oh no, you got a point there.
No, you'll laugh at me, so I'm not even going to talk about it.
Why don't you just tell us now then?
No.
Come on.
No.
I'm going to find out during the song.
No, I'm not telling you
now. But you will, though.
No, I won't.
You will.
Don't tell anyone.
This is Charlie Puth and Attention. It's coming up on 6:10. That was in time with the song. That was good, that. Funny one I'm watching. Scared about now.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
So, let me fill you in. Leanne was stressing because you've talked your mum and dad into moving
house. No, could you make it sound like it's daft? So... I talk them into selling our family house, right, our childhood home in Walton, because I want them to live by me.
Yeah.
Long story. But I was in the dark thinking, what if they always regret selling that house?
Well, the house that all the kids were brought up in.
Yeah.
The house that's meant...
And who talked them into putting it on the market and selling it?
Yeah.
And it sold so quick.
Yeah.
So no one really had time to think about it.
Yeah.
So I'm lying there thinking...
Do you know why it sold so quick? Because it's a nice house.
I know.
And they shouldn't really be moving.
I know.
But let's not talk about it anymore.
It all falls on my head. Stop it, Dave.
I didn't say anything.
Changing people's lives. Just mind your own business, Leanne.
That's exactly what. That's what I would be saying to you if I was your mum or dad. Just back off.
I was saying to myself in the dark.
Good.
Why can't you just mind your own business?
Exactly. And so you shouldn't be sleeping.
No.
Anyway, listen, it's time for Sort Your Head Out. This is the part of the show where we ask you a question and, the rumours are it's sort of read out. I'm still going to have to believe that, whether that works or not. I'm not quite sure. But it gets the juices flowing. So give us an answer to the following question and go to the Odeon in Liverpool. Wow.
Yeah, a free night out. If you can tell me what 60% of women say they will kiss a man for on a first date. So 60% of women say they will kiss a man on a first date if he talks about something. So what would impress a woman?
The charity work that he does.
No.
His mum.
So 60% of women say they will kiss a man on a first date if he talks about this. Can't accept Dave's guesses.
Let's just move on, turn the microphones off. Just ruin that competition, sort your head out, but whatever, let's carry on anyway.
Let's see if anyone heard it. So the question was, 60% of women say they will kiss a man on a first date if he talks about what?
I'm not going to say nothing.
No, don't, because you said the right answer.
I'm not going to go for any answers. I'm just going to go straight to the phone. And
thank you.
Keep me head down. Radio City, who's that?
It's Kev.
Kev, what do you think the answer is, mate?
About his job.
Mate, were you not listening to what we just said?
Yeah.
I have listened.
Are
you on a horse? Because I can hear clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop.
Kev, thanks for chilling there, mate. We appreciate it. Cheers, buddy.
See ya.
Well, I suppose, like, in real life, people, like, when they ring you, the radio goes off because they're using their hands free.
Exactly that,
mugged off there, Kevin.
Did anyone hear your guess?
Let's go. Next one is Andrew. Hiya, Andrew. What do you think the answer is, mate?
Mate, it's weird, but is it his mum by any chance?
Oh, as it happens, Andy. It is his mum, yeah.
60% of women say they'll kiss a man on a first date if he talks about his mother.
There you go. Andy, you're off to the cinema. I feel like this whole thing's ruined now. This whole competition's ruined.
Are you going to take your mum, Andy?
No.
Yeah, all right. Calm down. Are you going to take it with you? Do you know?
I'm going to take the wife.
Okay, well, have a fantastic time with the wife. And thanks for listening. Do you know what you're going to go watch?
Whatever she picks.
Oh, yeah, he knows. He knows how his life works. Yeah. He knows. Have a great day, Andy. Cheers, mate.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Morning. Leanne and Dave on for Monday, of Tuesday, even.
It is Tuesday.
Nearly. Now, of course, last time we were on, it was our Cash for Kids Superheroes Day. And you might have got out of the car before you heard the end of our boss jumping off the tower.
Yes, so you know that we were raising money to try and push him off the roof of the Radio City Tower. Maybe you're walking through town all weekend and you're watching people just jump from the sky. It's been very exciting, but nothing will beat hearing what happened to our boss when he was stood on the roof.
If you missed it, this is how it went down. I don't mean literally went down. He didn't die.
Well, his sores went down.
Oh, there's a story as well, which I don't know if I should say about...
Play this out and let's discuss and we'll see if we can say it at the end.
Oh, I don't know. Do you reckon? Because
I didn't do it on purpose. No, I think you can say it because you didn't mean it.
We'll explain all in a sec. Our boss is on the roof of the Radio City Tower right now. Hello, Christopher. Are you there? Come in, roof.
I'm here. It's windy.
It sounds windy. I think everyone now who can see the tower, and you can see our mighty tower from miles around. If you're looking at the tower right now, maybe driving to work, walking to the bus stop, whatever you're doing, look to the top of that tower. Just take in the height of it and imagine being our boss, Chris Rick, ready to shuffle backwards off the ledge.
Chris, you're on the radio now. You're live on air. Are you getting on the... are you ready to go?
I'm on the donut. I'm not ready to go yet.
No.
I'm not attached to any ropes.
Hang on, help and safety.
Yeah. Quite frankly, this is the scariest thing I have ever done in my life.
I know we've been taking a bit, but genuinely, we are very proud and very impressed.
We really are.
And we've been listening to you while you've been playing the songs, and we hear the panic.
Are you looking back, or are you keeping your eyes fixed on someone who's in front of you?
I am keeping my eyes fixed on the professional.
He's getting all the cheers. He's close.
I'm on the edge.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. So I'm practically vertical with the ground. My entire body is off the tower. I can see people through the glass, which is interesting, a view that you look out of every single day, looking in. Can I just say thank you to everyone that's donated, with the exception of my wife.
Did she
who
not
donated
donate?
From my joint account with her. So technically, I've put myself through this pain.
So, Leanne is in your office. Leanne, can you see him?
He's not come right over the edge. He seems to be hovering. With feet of the, oh, look at him! Yeah, he's coming down. He's coming down.
So, Leanne, can you see him?
Me, Chris? Can you see me?
Okay, I'm dangling.
Can you see Leanne? She's
she's
in your office.
Yeah, I can see her. Hi, Leanne. Yeah, so I'm now completely dangling. Scotty Road quiet this morning. No thing to report on the road.
Bit of travel for you there. Bit of travel for you, everybody.
Well, there's a bit of rust.
don't say that, because we'll start panicking about falling down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yay! Oh. Lovely guy.
Chris, well done, honestly. And all the grief we give you, all the grief, yeah, that is a really solid effort. Yeah. How do you feel?
I am shaking like you wouldn't believe.
There he is. Oh, do you know what? He did well.
He did well. Yeah.
Find out the exact amount that we raised on Friday at 8:15 this morning. It's a phenomenal amount of money. Let's turn the music off, though.
Yeah, because we need to find out something else.
Yeah, I felt awful, right? So obviously, Chris has got a little baby girl.
Yeah.
And Frankie, is she coming up to 4 now?
Yes, yeah. She's a year younger than our Annabelle, so yeah.
So basically, they hadn't told her what was happening, that Daddy was going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. And they told her on the day that, oh, Daddy's actually going to be on the radio today with Leanne and Dave.
I know, let's listen to the radio and hear how Daddy does.
So obviously they did that, and Mummy explained to little Frankie what was going on.
He's right at the top of the tower. He's going to fall out. He's going to climb over the top. Yeah, is he going to be okay? Well, yeah, he's going to be fine.
She was fine with it. Absolutely fine with it.
What does Uncle Dave say, though?
Daddy's doing really well. That's an amazing thing he's doing for charity. To which I then come on and cracked a gag. Which
not knowing she's listening.
No, no. And said, when you die, can I have your dog? And unfortunately, his daughter heard that.
And started crying.
Started crying.
Uncontrollably. And so, poor Chris's wife, Claire, is dealing with her husband dangling off the top of a tower.
Four-year-old,
crying her eyes out in the front seat of the car, thinking her dad's about to die. Yeah. And probably wondering, well, is he?
So
well done, Dave, bravo.
I'm sorry.
Uncle Dave strikes again.
I'm sorry.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Zed, so I'm just going to be Weetabix there.
We're all at sixes and sevens, aren't we, this morning?
Well, it's going to be Monday, but it's not. It's Tuesday. And so that says to me, just don't care for the rest of the week.
And that is Weetabix on your hands, isn't it?
We've got it all over me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Just that's it. Just rub it on your top.
Yeah, I can't be bothered with life right now.
We need to be better grown ups. That's what we need to be.
I struggle with it. Listen, it's Radio City. It's 10 to 7 right now, and what's going to be a bit of a pants week by the looks of it. The rain is coming. Listen, we got the bank holiday. Take the win.
Yeah. Now listen, you might be feeling bad about your life going back to work this morning, but it could be worse. You could have been handed a mansion that no one else wanted.
Mm. I've seen this.
Yes. Get on this. So apparently, according to reports, the Queen has told everyone what she's going to give Harry and Meghan when they get married as a wedding gift. So you think of the things you really want as a wedding gift. A lot of people just want cash.
Toaster.
Yeah, toasters often good. Vouchers always work. The Queen's gone for something else. She's gone for a red brick haunted mansion that apparently royals have refused to live in. For years upon years.
So,
upon years.
Literally, everyone that's been given this house has gone, no, I don't want to live in it because it's haunted and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Is the Queen, and this is the Queen, right?
Yeah.
So she's got more money than all of us put together, right? So, is this her version of giving something to someone that they know they're not going to like? But I'm trying to think of things. It's like giving me a treadmill. Do I look like a man that uses a treadmill?
Exactly. That'd be your worst case scenario present.
Is this the Queen being snide? Here you go, Harry and Meghan. Here's the house that no one wants.
Or
fill
is
your
it?
Boots.
You know when you talk about re-gifting and someone gives you something, you just put it in the drawer?
Was she given by Prince Albert?
This is being given to loads of people and it keeps coming back to the Queen. So it's like the royals are just re-gifting this one little house and it gets passed around, but it always comes back to the Queen. Like hot potatoes, she's going, I've got to give it away.
What sort of world? It pulls apart it. Literally, I used to get re-gifted a sandwich maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably about 20 quid from B&M. The Queen's family getting re-gifted mansions worth 6 million quid.
You do just sit there and think, it's a whole different world. Imagine sitting moaning about that. Oh, but there's a ghost. But it's probably worth about 1 million quid.
Oh, are you kidding?
And the rest, do you reckon?
And we're talking 3 or 4 mil.
Well, they better not be moaning to the papers, Harry and Meghan.
I do. It just makes me laugh. The complete disparity. Why did you use the word disparity?
I don't know, but you're not unnerving me right now.
The disparity between us and the royal family.
You're royal.
The disparity. Can we write that down?
Is this your family we're talking about?
I don't think I've ever used the word that big on the radio before.
Can you spell it for 10 points?
Well, I can say whatever I want now because you can't spell it.
I can't spell it.
So it doesn't matter what I say, does it?
The Anne and Dave Daily, Radio City.
We need to chat about the royal family again. We've spoken about for the last 15 minutes on the show. I don't know why.
It's like we're jangling about them, isn't it?
We are, yeah.
Oh, do you know what else we've heard about the royal family? That's what it's like. Well, we have got some news, and the news is this. Apparently, members of the celebrity world are friends with our royal family, and you wouldn't know about it. They keep the friendships under wraps. But we've been delving into the world of the internet, and we found this out.
Into the world of the internet. You sound like my mum.
Prince Harry, right, is mates with Rihanna.
Princess Eugenie is mates with Margot Robbie.
You just wouldn't put them together, would you?
Who's Margot Robbie?
Oh, Dave.
I've heard of her name, but which one is she?
So she's the one out of that film with Leonardo DiCaprio where he does all the throwing the money.
Wolf of Wall Street. Not seen it. Give me another film that she's in.
She is also in that ice skater film about the girl who's the ice skater.
My Name is Earl. She lives in the one of the caravans in My Name is Earl.
Does she?
Yeah. Yeah,
it?
Definitely. Yeah, it's
Google
definitely,
that,
yeah.
Producer Mike. Google
no, that's
that.
True. No, because I tell truths.
Do you?
Yeah. And
what do I tell?
Lies. I know her. So he's friends with her.
So the cool celebrities as well.
How do they meet? How did Princess Eugenie meet Margot Robbie?
I don't know. Do they swap numbers? Do they like sit next to each other at functions?
She was from Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
I don't care. Google My Name is Earl, you mug.
She's Australian.
Is she?
There's my fact, and that's true.
So how did Princess Eugenie meet Margot Robbie?
Not a clue. Ruby! Do you call her Margot?
I don't know what her name is. She's the bird from My Eminem is Earl. Where is this? I don't know who she is.
Oh,
and how did Prince Harry... No, I can see that Prince Harry might have met Rihanna at one of the gigs or something they do, because they do like
but
Prince's Trust
mates,
gigs.
Though.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, she's me mate and he's me mate. You just wouldn't imagine them being mates.
We'd like to hear from you this morning, though, because maybe you've got a celebrity mate that you just wouldn't imagine you'd be friends with.
Convince us. Maybe you used to live in a flat next door to John Barnes.
Maybe you did.
And now every now and again you still text each other because John Barnes is technically your mate.
0151 4720 967. Let's have a mate off. What are you shaking your head
wasn't
for, Mike?
Wasn't in My Name is Earl.
She's in My Name
she's
is Earl.
Not?
She is. Margot Robbie is in My Name is Earl.
She's not.
Mike, just Google My Name is Earl cast and she will jump up in that.
My Name is Earl cast, yeah.
Oh, give me your phone here. Give me your phone.
No,
here.
That's someone else. It's a different actress.
My Name is Earl. Oh.
No. You look alike. You look alike.
They do look alike, don't they?
Yeah. It's not
Jamie that. Presley.
Yeah. She's someone totally different, like a different human with a different name. She's been in different TV things. Well, you were close, love.
Morning, Sue. You all right?
I'm fine, thank you, Dave. Are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So come on then, impress us. Who's your celebrity mate? Oh, the fact you're laughing already tells me it's going to be someone like Wellard out of EastEnders.
Nope, Jimmy Corkill.
The legend.
The one and only. Yeah, he was my school teacher.
Okay, well, I know Dean. He's also my friend. So my friend, your friend, your friend's my friend. What school did you go to?
St. Luke's Primary in Crosby.
Yes. Now, he was telling me this at Christmas that he used to be a head teacher. And he said all the teachers, the kids' mums and dads used to try and pay him off to see if he could wangle the kids' extra tuition to get into Merchant Taylors from St. Luke's.
So let's discuss this. The conversation we're supposedly having today is what celebrity mate do you have? Now, I'm gathering from this that he was just your headmaster. Have you been around his house for dinner?
No, he was
Sue.
Just a school teacher.
I'm not having it.
No, hang on, hold on.
No, I'm not having it.
No.
He's not mate.
Answer me this,
well,
my
no,
love.
That's just the same as me saying. Do you know who my best mate is, Leo? Do you know who he is?
Go on.
It's Daniel Craig. I see him every few weeks on my telly.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
Would Dean, a.k.a. Jimmy Corkill, let on to you in the street if you said, "Hiya, Mr. Sullivan.
Yeah, of course he would. Absolutely.
Because he's being polite.
Thick
that's why.
Bezzies. Total bezzies.
Oh,
we're having that. We're having that. Jimmy Corkill. Not everyone can say the mate of Jimmy Corkill. It's a big deal.
Nor can Sue. That's...
The Anne and Dave Daily. The podcast.
Radio City. It's Leanne and Dave. We're playing all the biggest hits. It's a 4-day week. Yeah, well, actually, it's a 3-day week for me.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
It's 3 day week for you.
I don't know what's happening with me.
Right, okay.
I'm in the doghouse.
Well, we've got a bit of an issue. We've got an ish.
Are we doing this thing again now?
At half seven, what we don't know what we're going to do, yeah. So the sing style is coming. We're going to do it after Liam Payne and for you in a second. We're supposed to do it now, but we're not.
Okay.
Producer Mike's got a bit of a face on him now. But
yeah, sorry,
this is what
Mike.
Happened.
Sorry.
So, the whole thing is a bit of a farce.
Can I set it up with...
No, you can't set it up because you're an idiot. Right, weren't you... So, we're going away. The whole radio station is being... Well, this is the problem, right? It's not the whole radio station. Most of the radio station are being taken to Dublin on Friday because they hit their targets.
Yeah.
Now, when I say they... I mean, the sales snides upstairs. Mm. It has nothing to do with us, the DJs, right? We don't go out and sell the radio station, but because by default we're part of it, we get to go on there jolly.
We were invited.
So here's the deal, right? There was a straw poll, and the likes of Debbie and that lot, they all lost out. So the people that were allowed to go, me, Leanne, and Scott.
Yeah.
Lee Butler, none of them were won. So it was just me, Leanne, and Scott.
Yeah.
So of all the DJs that were allowed to go on this jolly, it's me, Leanne, and Scott.
Correct, up to this point. Good story.
Leanne said, oh, I can't go because I've got to go to the caravan that weekend, this Friday.
So last minute, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't go. I looked in my diary, didn't even realise I'm in the caravan.
Yeah, yeah. Turns out last week, though, that the caravan was last week, wasn't it? So you
can
just
come back. Just come back from the caravan and the work trip is on Friday coming.
So you can go.
So we've got this awkward situation now.
Well, your university hate you with all your other DJs.
Well, why aren't you going? Because you had the opportunity to go. I'm like, well, I thought I was in the caravan. But you know me. Everyone knows me. This is the girl who said, I'll be back on Monday from Disneyland. Turns up Wednesday.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to do the show?
I don't know. I'm going to firstly focus
on
dates.
Who's doing me? Who's me on Friday? Do we know?
Alex James, I imagine.
Is it?
And I'm thinking I can't be penalised and made to come into work. Just because I couldn't go on the trip.
No, but you should, because everyone else is coming to work.
Yeah, but I was chosen not to go.
Daryl, Lee.
So I was chosen that I didn't have to go into work. So I think the boss, because he's such a good guy, is going to stick to that now, because he's a good person. Just good things, just charity stuff. Charity man.
Right.
Just charity things.
Right.
There's no way he's going to turn around and go, you've got to come into work, because you can't go on a work's jolly.
Because you didn't want to go, right?
No, because I was unable to, because I'm going in the caravan. Is what I said when I thought I was going to the caravan.
There you go, friends. This is the turmoil. And that is the only word that can be described. Yeah. The turmoil in the office right now.
Yeah.
When Leanne turns around later on today and she walks into the office and goes, I'm not in the caravan. I can go to Dublin, but unfortunately I'm not going to Dublin. But I'm just not going to come into work. Is that right, everybody?
They booked the flight, you see. I can't get a flight now.
Mike, you are sort of in charge of it, aren't you? Because you've sort of led the... How easy would it be to take... Leanne, on Friday. How easy would that be?
Get your suitcase, Leanne. We'll sort it.
I sort of thought I was just going to have the day off. So I've made plans.
And do you know what time we've got to be at the airport as well?
Like
6:30 in the morning.
Oh,
so it's not even a lie in for me. Having an actual day off.
Turning over, going to sleep, yeah.
Anyway,
because
listen.
The boss is a charity man, and he's a good man. He's got a good heart, and he knows right from wrong.
So there you go. That's the turmoil that you find the Radio City Tower in. So when you you tune in and you hear Debbie talking about Dave at breakfast, Dave this, Dave that, and Dave great, never mentioning Leanne.
Yeah.
It's because Leanne took her place on the plane and then decided not to fly.
I was going to the caravan then.
You was going to caravan then. What are you?
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Wait, so what are you going to bring to the show on Friday that you're going to have to do?
Even though I'm not here. Going
with Alex James. What are you going to do? Because you're going to have to work, surely.
I don't think I'm going to be in work, I think. Just in case you've only just tuned in, Chris. I've just been discussing how Chris, our boss, is a charitable man and he does things for charity, jumps off buildings, he's a good person.
Yeah, you're not
fellas.
A charity, though, are you?
He's, like, got a good soul.
Not a charity,
he's just got a great instinct for right and wrong. And I think he's going to be like, I can't put Leanne through going to work when Dave's having, a paid holiday in Ireland.
Yeah.
And, Leanne has commitments, she has children.
What commitments have you
got?
She's
not good at organising a diary.
What commitments have you got on Friday?
On Friday, I've said I'm going to...
Exactly. So anyway, this is the Sing Starlet.
Stuff on eBay. And,
it's a busy day, isn't it?
Sort of the kids' school trip.
This is the Sing Starlet. That make believe school trip. It must be really long way.
And hand that in to the teacher.
Loads of stuff.
Sort out what shoes don't fit them anymore.
Yeah, loads of stuff.
All this stuff.
It's a Sing Starlet. This is the... you can do that after the show.
And do you remember I came in when I had an asthma attack?
No.
And our boss,
never remember
being
that.
A charitable man and a good soul, he'll know. He'll be like, she came in after she had an asthma attack.
Well, that has never
this
happened.
This girl deserves a day off. Dave's off.
That has never
Leanne's
happened.
Off.
In a month or something.
That's the deal.
This is a Sing Starlet song. Jared singing. What's the song? Oh, is your asthma come back?
Oh,
I bet you have a really bad one on Friday, won't you?
This night, possibly. Yeah. A few pollen count.
That is Jared singing a song. It's a female British solo artist. We've got.
It's not Risa Aura. Did we clear that up?
Definitely
not.
Yeah. We've got your chance to go to the WWE at the arena. If you fancy it, let us know what this is. 0151 4720 967. Tickets to go to the WWE. Do you see the guy at the Tony Bellew fight doing that? The American guy?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, you're good at that.
No, but I can do that.
But you do also get requests not to do it on this show. And others.
Who?
People on Twitter, they go, oh, Leanne, tell them to stop doing WWE.
So always people on Twitter that I never meet or I never see their tweets, innit?
I'll start screenshotting
Shut
them
your
for
face.
You. I'll save them, I'll collate them.
Let's go
you.
To the phones and see who's playing first. First up is Helen. Hiya, Helen, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Morning.
And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, Helen?
West Derby.
Okay, and...
He's going to do it. I can sense it. You're going to do it. You've left your echo on. Get out of your system, Kelly. Go on.
Helen, do you want to go to the WWE?
Yeah, last year. Good.
Loved it is. It's a good night out, I've heard. Fingers crossed then, you'll be off there. Who are you going to take?
My son, William.
Brilliant. Okay, so you and William off to WWE. Who is Jared singing?
Ella, answer phone.
Banks and Ranks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it Banks and Ranks answer machine? Why are you looking so blankly? Do you know Banks and Ranks?
I know
you?
The answer machine song. Our kids like it.
Banks and Ranks.
Is that what they're called?
Banks and Ranks, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Banks and Ranks?
Ah, you're so stupid.
Oh, it's the wrong answer, but thanks for calling. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Next up is Leanna.
Kills me off.
Listen, I can't have anything on this show.
No,
I can't have anything. I can't talk to kids with my voice.
You'll have Friday on Friday.
And now I can't do my American voiceover man accent.
Oh, go on, do your bit.
Lynn, what do you think the answer is?
Is it Anne-Marie Rockabye?
Is it Anne-Marie with Clean Band-Aid and Rockabye?
Good guessing.
You're the silliest person I ever met because that's wrong.
Oh, Lynn, that is the wrong answer, but thanks for calling. Have a great day. She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. She's had enough. So who's left? What other female British artists have we got?
She's gone.
Last one, Nick, David.
Nick, how are you, Nick? Are you having a great day?
Oh, it's fantastic up to now.
Oh, great. And do you like the WWE?
Yeah,
it's all
mind.
Yeah, it would. It sounds dead good. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think the answer is, Nick?
Is it Janet Tamer and Just Like in the Movies?
Who?
Singing Janet for us, Tamer. Nick. How does it go?
Who's that? I'm not singing.
Just Like
it's
in the Movies.
Too early for that.
Well, how old is that song?
It's basically brand new. I think it's about a month or two old.
Is it?
What's that? Just like in the movies.
That's the one.
Is that what you mean?
And who did you say it was? Who did you say it was?
Janet Tamer, I think the name is.
We don't play any songs like that, do we? I know the one. Just like in the movies. What song is that? It's not what you're saying,
Nick. When the curtain falls.
Just like in the movies.
All right.
Now we're trying to work it out, man. We're not mocking you, as if we'd mock you. That's not what this show's all about. Just like in the movies. Mike, go. What is it?
Jenna Kramer.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Have we just made ourselves up really stupid?
Yeah, you definitely need to stick to voiceovers for WWE.
No, because we play that song.
Just like in the movie. And you never say Janet someone, or
I never say that.
Who do you call it then?
I don't know, because it's not...
You don't call it Janet Thingy Bob.
I don't call it Janet Thingy Bob.
Just like in the movies. Oh, look, Nick's credit's going here. He's been on hold for ages.
Is it the right answer?
You're smart and you're wrong.
Oh, Nick.
Nobody.
Yes, hang on, Nick. Producer Mike's coming in with some very good information.
Strangers, it's called, isn't it?
Sigrid.
Sigrid?
Sigrid and Strangers. What are you on about, Nick?
He's giving you the full, like... title of the vocalist
featuring
Sigrid's on the
real
track.
Name, like Janet, what's her face?
Oh, can we...
Janet, I think. I don't know.
Janet?
Listen, we could spend all day chatting to you, Nick. We really could, but we're not going to. So have a great day. Is that a real name? Oh, well done, Nick.
Ciao, Nick. See you, Lord. Bye.
I would like to give you a clue, but we've run out of time on this entire competition because it's been going on forever.
Informative. Sing Starlet.
That's the first time that's ever happened. Yeah. WWE!
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk. Leanne and Dave's 1K Minute with Blue Air. Fly from Liverpool to Alicante, Mallorca, Malaga, Milan and Rome.
So every morning at 10 past 8, we have your chance to win £1,000. And playing this morning is Ellie in Runcorn. Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So you work as a National Trust person, should we say. So what do you do at the National Trust?
I'm in the call centre, so when members give us a call and ask any questions, that's...
Okay. well, you'd be lovely at that. You've got a lovely little happy way about you.
Oh, thank you. I think so.
You can calm and diffuse any situation, I think, Ellie.
So what sort of conversations do you have with people? Do they ring up and go, I wanted to go to this house and I couldn't get in because it was shut?
We got that a lot when it was snowy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do, Ellie, to calm it down? What do you say?
To be honest, I just have a chat with them about anything that's not National Trust and just kind of like build a bit of a relationship.
And then right at the very end, just tell them to shut up. Yeah, I could do that job.
You couldn't, but we could do with Ellie working for our team. For anyone who complains about our show,
oh, no, Ellie.
You can direct them into Ellie.
You'd lose your voice, love. You usually get around 7 out of 10. Ever got a 10 before?
I have one. It was the one when Michael McIntyre was on, and it was in the questions.
Okay.
Very good.
Apparently, you're not playing on your own today. You're playing with your sister.
Yes, she sat right next to me.
Okay. Our advice would be, don't let her put you off. Let her give you all the answers that you pass on at the end, okay?
Okay.
All right, 10 questions, 60 seconds, win that grand. Are you ready?
Oh, right, go on, yes.
Ellie and Amy, good luck. Go!
Thank you.
Complete the Nicolas Cage Adeline. Film. What tea can go after dining, poker and periodic? Tea.
Pass even, sorry.
Which group fronted by Chad Kroger played Liverpool last night?
Pass.
Damian Lewis is a hedge fund manager in what TV show?
What was that name, sorry?
Damian Lewis.
Pass.
The same person designed both Liverpool cathedrals, true or false?
Ooh, false.
What country is Antonio Banderas from?
Spain.
Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
Which supermodel does Kanye West name in Stronger?
Stronger.
Came off. What string instrument originated in Hawaii?
Ooh, pass.
Is Poldark's first name Ross or Joey?
Pass.
What tea can go after dining, poker and periodic?
Table.
Oh, just out of time. Just out of time. Mm.
How embarrassing.
4 out of 10. It wasn't great, was it?
So embarrassing.
Four.
How's your sister doing there, Ellie?
It was wasn't it? She's human.
I just want to stick up for you here, because some of those questions are ridiculous.
Yeah.
In Poldark, Ross or Joey, it's Poldark Primetime TV? Or
do you know what?
My
nan was here.
She'd
have known. Your nan, not you. Which string instrument originated in Hawaii? I don't care. Why would I know that?
It's a ukulele.
I don't even know what I'd have guessed that. You can't even tell me the
okay,
answer.
Okay, well, we will now. Yeah. What team can go after dining, poker and periodic? It's table. You got that one right, but it was too late. Chad Kroger fronts Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback.
Damian Lewis is the hedge fund manager in Billions. Great TV show, that.
Oh, right. I've never seen that one.
What string instrument originated in Hawaii? It's a ukulele. And Ross is Poldark's first name.
I would never have got Hawaii.
I'm sorry. On behalf of the radio station, I'm sorry.
But that job offer is still here, Ellie.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Stay on hold.
See you soon. Yeah, good.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Be a hero. On Cash for Kids Superhero Day.
So, as you know, last week we were raising money for our fabulous charity, Cash for Kids.
Yes, it was a brilliant weekend. You all donated. You helped us push our boss, Chris Rick, off the top of the Radio City Tower. And you did massively deliver when we asked you to dig deep and give us your cash.
Now, when we did the Superhero Day Skyfall, we didn't expect so many people to get involved in it. But 103 people abseiled off the tower, including Chief Constable of Merseyside, Andy Cook, LFC CEO Peter Moore did it, our Lizzie he tried to blag tickets for Kiev whilst he was doing it. It was impressive.
She's funny.
Lucy Meacock from Grad Report, she did it as well.
Yeah, we even had, I don't know if you noticed this on social media, a couple proposed to each other at the top of the tower.
Yeah.
And she did say yes. So well done to those
two.
Congratulations.
Now, we get to the bit where we're going to reveal how much money we've made. Now, I know the figure already. It is mind-blowing. In just one day. This isn't over a period of time.
Nope.
This is how much money you helped us raise in just one day.
Okay, you ready? Deep breath. So this is what you did. You got us $118,835.
There we go. And the best thing about this is watching Leanne try and do numbers.
I know, I'm so scared. Even saying it, I'm going, that doesn't make sense. That can't be right.
Here's the thing we had to read out, right? And I purposely engineered that. We had a script here.
Yeah.
Purposely engineered it so she had the number. It was brilliantly worked out. Brilliantly worked out.
$118,000. That is a massive amount of money. Well done, everyone.
$118,835 is how a normal person would say it.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money,
we
right?
We could round it up there to just almost £119,000.
Leanne's putting in £275, everybody!
Hey! It'll come in the shape of scones and bras and other things
listen,
I own.
We just want to say thank you so much. That is the most amount of money we've ever raised on a Cash for Kids
yes!
Superheroes Day. Amazing. Almost £119,000. So if you went to school and did some sort of school thing, or maybe you jumped off the tower, or maybe you just sponsored, maybe you text in.
Yeah, and we were begging you to last week, and you definitely just turned up the heat this year. Now, all that happens is next year, we have to beat that total.
Exactly, yeah. Now, earlier on the show, we were chatting about the royal family, and specifically the celebrity mates they've got. Did you know, for instance, that Harry is best mates with Riri, with Rihanna, the Rihanna?
Yeah, it's crazy, but he is quite cool. The one that shocked me is Princess Eugene. I mean, she might be cool, I don't know her, but she's mates with, like, A-list actresses like Margot Robbie.
I mean, that's pretty
cool.
She's
the coolest actress at the moment.
Yeah.
And I like that. Yeah. Thickest theme.
Come on, get in touch with us and let us know who your celebrity mate is. Hey, Donna, how you doing?
Hiya, I'm all right.
Good, so go on then. Do you know someone famous? Impress us. Come on, who's your celebrity mate?
This is really funny. I said Maxi Jazz from Faithless.
Oh, that's quite good, yeah. Producer might didn't know who he was.
I know your producer said, who's that? I said, I'll put Dave on the phone, will yeah. you?
Do you know Maxi Jazz is?
Yeah, well, I'm not mates with them, like, so, but with our Faithless.
What sort of mate is he to you? Like, a really good mate?
Well, yeah, I mean, I lived in London for years and years and years and years. Max basically went to school with a friend of mine's husband. We just used to all hang out together all the time.
Have you got his phone number now? Could you give him a ring?
I haven't got his phone number now. Oh. No.
Did he ever try and cop off with you if you were like your mate was mate to their mates? And...
No, not at all. No, because he's a really, really cool guy. But, I mean, I've been back home here for a long time now, so...
Well, Donna, thanks, though. It's one step up
from Jimmy Corkill.
Have a great morning. Next up is Raymond. All right, Ray, how you doing, mate?
How you doing? Morning.
Come on.
How are you?
We're good, mate. Blow our socks off. Who's your celebrity mate? Come on, this is the biggie. Come on, please.
Well, I'm Bob. I used to work in London years ago. I used to cut Patrick Stewart's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you cut his hair, did you?
Well, he didn't have any. He's like me, bald.
Well, I thought that. So how did you cut his hair?
Just polish his head.
And
you know, he was the first one. I was the first one to cut his hair short. He used to have a bit longer.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, lovely. Great story. Yeah. Are you actually mates with him or not? Or did you just cut his hair?
No, I just cut his hair.
Get off.
Oh,
thanks for listening.
Failed.
This is a joke. This whole thing's a joke.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny, you all right?
I'm fine, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, all right, thanks for asking. So far we've had Dean Sullivan, and this is someone who didn't actually know Dean Sullivan. They just passed him in the street.
No, they went to school with him.
So Jenny, can you beat it?
Well, I went to college with Nicola Roberts, who was in Girls Aloud.
Whoa, okay. That's good. So,
okay.
Did she know your name?
Yeah, we like hung around together.
So no, you were actual mates?
No, Leanne, because you were a sponge. You are a sponge.
That's it, I'm done.
Anything,
I've totally bought in now.
Well, let me ask some more penetrative questions.
Go on then.
Did you use that word? did you go out together after college? Like, as in, when college was over that day, did you go, hey, Nicola, let's go and be girls allowed somewhere?
So I did that.
Did you do that?
A couple of times, yeah.
Okay.
And I went to a 17th birthday party.
Okay, no, okay, well,
oh,
no,
it's,
no,
a, it's legit. This is legit.
We'll have that, we'll have that.
This is legit. So, do you still stay in contact now? Do you even, like, tweet each other or, like, text
each
other?
No, I haven't spoken to her since we were about 17, 18.
No, Leanne, you weren't doing all that, but she's
yeah,
just,
sorry. So, go back to when you were, like, sitting out with the toenails
let's
and
let's just revisit, Jenny. I went to her 17th birthday party. Did you? When was the last time you spoke to her, Jenny? When she's about 17. Oh, Jen. This whole thing's rubbish,
isn't it? That was the last party after she became famous.
And then she dropped it all like hot potatoes, didn't she?
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
If you got in touch at any point between 6 o'clock and now, we're about to say hello to you in the form of a rhyme.
Yes, it's true. You text us, you give me all these awkward things to rhyme and I make it happen.
But no one ever says banana or orange.
They've stopped with that.
They should do that.
Used to get loads. What was it? Was it something to do with a sheep? No, silver.
And oh, silver
it, I googled
either.
Something that it rhymed because you kept putting silver in.
Anywho.
You don't do that anymore.
Here's your mentions.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. 'Twas such a great view from the top, says Stephen, who took that leap off the tower and loved fundraising. Now he won't stop.
Hello to Penelope, who wants hello to her husband Jason, to Sarah and Katie. Hello to Marshall, who wants hello to Big Ben, who's getting involved. Listen to us in Chester right now. Hello to Paul and Matty and Sarah, who are off to a work thing in the city centre. Hello to Susie, who wants hello to Karen and her best friend Alicia. Thank you very much for last night. Had a great time. Awesome weekend. Jason wants hello to his mate Daz, who's just gone and bought himself a new rabbit. And also hello to Justine, who's got us listening in Runcorn right now. Thank you much for your tweet, lovely.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Lucy's clear.